Mel and I have been having a discussion about this, and maybe Andrew Welsh will have be able to throw some light on it. Mel maintains, my producer, that it's not illegal to be naked in this country unless it's causing offence, alarm or distress. Now, so can people listening to me who live along the coast, and I'm trying to think back to when I lived in Brighton. There is a nudist beach in Brighton. There are other beaches where it's dog friendly. And there are beaches where I think people do lie topless. But I don't think anyone would lie naked, men or women, on a beach. Well, for a start, where there are children, you see? When there are children involved, I just don't think anyone would dare to strip off in this country. If you're in Greece or France, then I think it's part of the culture and, you know, it's... But we're all a bit weird about it here. I don't know. Somebody who may be able to throw some light on this is my very next guest. His name is Andrew Welsh, and he has had a lifelong devotion to stripping off and often popping to a naturist beach. And he joins us on Late Night Joe. Hello, Andrew.
Hi there, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Andrew, it's so interesting, this, isn't it? Because you and I have spoken before, and I still think it's so weird that the human body, you know, is expected to be clad. I mean, okay, in this country, the weather's so bad, it's probably preferable. But, you know, in warm and hot weather, that we are expected to be dressed at all times. And those who don't want to be dressed at all times are a minority and also thought of as eccentric.
You know, it's really interesting because I well remember the last time we spoke, and before I came on air, I heard you say to the listeners, I love skinny dipping, don't you? And I came on air and I said to you, you've done my interview for me and you've just done it again. You've just done it again. It's really strange, isn't it? It's a complete cliche, although like most cliches, it's rooted in truth. We were all born naked, and it is just a whole combination of social convention and history. And particularly, as you rightly say, when humans started to migrate from the tropical places to the northern climes and the Ice Age hit, it was absolutely necessary to put something on. I think we all get that. Mm. But you're right. You know, this whole weirdness, and it's all tied up with so many different issues about modesty. Victorian values come into it. Sex comes into it. You know, there's a whole lot of people that cannot disassociate what some people call the bedroom from the bathroom, you know. Mm. We all are pretty much the same underneath. And one of the most liberating things that you find when you get involved in naturist activities is that everybody's actually different. So in our difference, we are all the same. We've all got lumps and bumps we don't like. We think we're too tall or too big in particular sections or too small in others. And, you know, we beat ourselves up about it. It's not a good way to bring up our youngsters either, to make them feel somehow automatically ashamed about the body that they really can't do anything about.
I read a piece about, and I was talking about when the first nudist beach I ever went to was in Agia Galeni on Crete. And we didn't plan on going, but we walked down the mountain and the cliffs, and there it was. And it was like this extraordinary tranquility. I can't explain. It was just beautiful, all different shapes, nationalities, but there was a silence, and it was absolutely beautiful. And I read somewhere something you wrote about when you first, the first naturist, if you want to call it naturist, but the first beach that you went to. Am I right in thinking that was in Greece?
It was. I mean, strictly speaking, I was on beaches in France when I was a teenager, but that was just, that was more looking than doing, if I can put it that way. And I'm sure there was quite a lot of teenage testosterone flushing around my body looking at naked people on the beach. I don't mean that in a sordid way, but it was quite a surprise. And so I suppose I was probably in my early 20s on the Greek island of Andros. It's not terribly well known because it's close to Athens and most of the holidaymakers are Athenians, so we don't don't hear about it very much over here. But you're right, it was just the most joyful, peaceful, tranquil place. Everybody just minding their own business. Mm. It's not a spectator sport. It's not a voyeur fest. And everybody's just getting on with enjoying themselves. And, you know, I get radio interviewers, male radio interviewers, very often say to me, you must be supremely confident with your body. And my answer is, well, I don't know. I don't think about it like that. I'm not there to be looked at or to look at other people. I'm just enjoying the sensation, the sun on my skin, the breeze on my skin, and that lovely feeling. And I'm telling you that the vast majority of people listening to us talking tonight have skinny dipped. Mm. And it's the most euphoric feeling, having the water sliding over all of your body. Why would you put on a special piece of clothing? Why would you buy a special piece of clothing just to go and get it wet?
I absolutely agree. There is no other feeling like it. It is literally like you are one with nature. It's an amazing feeling. Can I ask about your life then, Andrew? How difficult is it? Or, I mean, how do you live this life? First of all, do you have family? Do you have a partner? Do you have kids? Does it intrude on their lives? You know, how do you live a life where you can be a naturist and not cause offence?
It's not ridiculous at all. And in fact, I'll cut right across it and say two things. I currently live on my own. And I also happen to be extremely lucky that I live, having purchased a house on a naturist site in the UK. It's unique. It's called Spielplatz. It's just north of London, not far from St. Albans. So that lifestyle is perfectly possible. I was just about to say 24/7, but I mean 24/7, so long as you're in the middle of July on those 2 days where the sun shines.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's just also talk about this, because I think there is this misconception that all naturist people just want to be naked the whole time. Mm. And yes, there are plenty that do. I am not one of those people that comes home from work. In fact, I work from home, but just bear with me. Bear with me, that's funny too. Who come home from work, crank up the heating and take their clothes off, you know, so that they can be naked the whole time. That's just not me, but there are plenty of people like that. But when the weather is good, I mean, at the end of the day, clothes are there to make you keep you warm and keep you dry and possibly keep you protected from something if you were working in the garden or something. But, you know, the majority of the time, you just don't need them. It's as simple as that. It's just the convention that makes that happen. So for all of those people that are not me, that do live with families, you'll find many families in naturism, you know, that they're all doing it all the time, or sunbathing in their garden, or heading off to the sun for a holiday, or going to one of the many, many naturist clubs or swims that there are up and down the country. Next week, Joe, I'll invite you now, if you like. We have our big summer festival that we call Nude Fest, a whole week of activity on a caravan and camping park down in Somerset, with two or three huge marquees with live music every night. There's arts, there's crafts, there's yoga, there's meditation. You can have a massage, you can have a sauna. There's a bar that's open most of the time. That's always very popular. All in the company of like-minded people. And fingers crossed, please cross your fingers for us. If the weather is good enough, then everybody will be naked. And here's another euphoric thing that everybody must try. If you've never danced, let your hair down and dance naked, then you must do that before you die.
Because we've been talking about dancing all the way through the show, and you know, it's dancing naked probably is just so liberating. I don't even do that in my own home. But I'll tell you something, and I don't know if I mentioned this to you before when I spoke to you. So I used to be an actress, and I was in a play called Steaming Naked, actually.
Oh, yes.
And it was based on the Hackney Baths when they closed, and that it was written by Nell Dunn, and that's what the play was based on. And being naked on stage, it was all right once I was naked. And you know what I'm going to say? It's the becoming naked that is the embarrassing bit. It's removing your clothes. The big reveal, that is the bit. You would, I suppose, when you're at these festivals or whatever, that isn't even something you have to think about, because you will know each other so well, or you've done it for so long that you don't think about, you know, you get out the car, then you take your clothes off. That doesn't make you feel in any way self-conscious.
No, you're completely right. But it is the context that makes that so. I often say when everybody's naked, then nobody is. Naked is a word that describes somebody without clothes on. And when there are no clothes around, you don't need a word to describe it. Does that make sense? Mm. And so, you know, you're right. And that is the moment for a lot of new people that they wonder, they worry, maybe they feel slightly ridiculous or maybe even have a fear of that unveiling. And of course, the funniest thing is we don't really need to have changing rooms and you soon get used to the idea that somebody will arrive. You know, maybe you are all sitting in the marquee enjoying a life drawing class and somebody turns up and they've got their clothes on and they literally just strip off in the corner and put their clothes in a little pile. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no need for any modesty, any changing rooms. When we hire swimming pools for naturist swims, you know, obviously mixed gender, they only ever need to open one of the changing rooms for us, you know, and it soon becomes normal. I feel like I'm pumping out loads of cliches for you tonight, but I've seen and heard it so many times. Within 15 minutes, you completely forget that you have no clothes on and that everybody around you has no clothes on because it just becomes the norm.
The norm. And finally, Andrew, do you think things are changing? I mean, we were talking before we came on air that Scandinavia, Germany, you know, people, there are nudists, you know, most beaches are nudists, as you say, families are naturists. I don't even think they give them a name. I think it's just like, well, they're naked together. Do you think it's changing in this, or are we all still a bit giggly and nudging each other in this country?
It certainly is changing. I mean, we did a national opinion poll, not one of those. That's a company name, Ipsos poll, a couple of years ago. And the question was asked, do you consider yourself to be a naturist or a nudist? They're interchangeable terms, really. Uh-huh. And if that's extrapolated to the population, 6.7 million people in the UK said yes. And this kind of conversation that you and I are having or advocating what I'm coming on air to talk about, is happening all the time. I can't tell you how many journalists, and the majority of them are young and female, are asking these days, not just, Andrew, could I have a quote, but can I come to an event and see what it's like? And the articles that they write are wonderful, totally upbeat, totally surprised at just how normal it becomes. The vast majority of them strip off, and after that 15 minutes, they say, you know, I completely forgot that I was in this world, you know, with no clothes on, surrounded by other people. So it definitely is changing. I mean, it's nearly halfway through the third decade of the 21st century, and the Victorians are a long, long time ago now. And I think one of the reasons is we're all encouraged to celebrate our lives. Diversity is a big thing. You know, everybody should be allowed to do what they like. It's not against the law. We probably haven't got time to explore that. It's not against the law to be naked in public.
Well, we were talking about that. It's not. And yet, I was saying that when I lived in Brighton, if I'd gone onto a beach that wasn't the nudist beach and lay there naked, I would have been asked to cover up. I know, you know, that is a fact, isn't it?
Well, it probably is. I mean, the trouble with the law, the police do a fantastic job, and you think about how many different things they could be tackling. It's not always as widely known, even by the police, what the situation is. But the law is very clear. If I take my clothes off, if you take your clothes off with no intention to cause what's called alarm and distress, in other words, just to sunbathe naked on a beach, that is not a crime. You know, that just is not a crime. If you are doing that, then we're talking about flashing, really, aren't we? If you're doing something a bit sexual or wanting to upset somebody, then that probably is. But that's almost got nothing to do with being nude or being lewd.
You know, yes, that there will be people who are upset by it. You just know that. Freaked out and running around telling the police. That does happen, doesn't it?
It does happen. And that's a cultural thing. You know, people often say we should be marching on Downing Street and making our voices heard. That's not the issue. The law is clear. It is the culture. You're completely right. That British buttoned-up culture. I mean, I did an article in the Daily Mail, the Mail Online, the other day, and you only have to read the first 15 comments, you know, to see what most people think. They leap to the conclusion that it's horrible, that it's offensive, that it's horrific and all of that. But, you know, over many, many years, the experience that I see of people who've encountered this naturist world for the first time, not necessarily undressing, they might be serving behind a bar, you know, they might be on the ticket booth at the front of the venue. All of these people actually say, what a lovely, friendly, welcoming, non-judgmental bunch. You know, can't you stay? We don't want the normal people back. You're so much nicer. So it's a challenge, really, to get people over that line from feeling negative to realising that this is actually completely positive.
Andrew, it's always good to speak to you. You are a spokesperson for the British Naturism. And if anyone wants to find out more, am I right in thinking it's www.bn.org.uk? Is that right?
That's completely right. And please do log on and find out all the amazing activities that are going on. You'll be quite surprised.
Andrew Welsh. Oh, sorry. Good to speak to you. And I hope it warms up. I really do for all of us this summer.
Thank you.
Really good to speak to you.